Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, presented by Iskra, the premier destination for Web3 gaming. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating. And this episode, we are going to be talking about Move to Earn, which is a mechanic that a lot of games are starting to implement now, and not just games, regular apps as well. So this is really one of the most hyped mechanics right now in blockchain gaming. And there are a few projects that are really trying to tap into the fitness zone and target these people as well as target gamers. Now, like I said, there are a bunch of different projects going after this market, and I'm going to go into a few of the top ones, my personal top three for Move to Earn projects. And so right away, we're starting with number one, which for me, I feel like is GenoPets. Now, they've gone a little bit further than all of these other projects by doing more to gamify Move to Earn and creating something kind of similar to Pokemon Go. So GenoPets is actually currently in beta still, and it's also free to play, which is awesome, and it's Move to Earn, like I said, and it's an NFT game that makes it fun and rewarding to live an active lifestyle. It's built on Solana, and GenoPets integrates your daily activity in real life with blockchain play-to-earn mechanics. So on the game side of things, which I think a lot of these projects are missing actually, pretty much this project combines the nurture and evolution of Tamagotchi, the training and battling of Pokemon, and the crafting and the collecting of Animal Crossing. So a ton of different games sort of crossing roads here. And pretty much they're doing all of this while rewarding players with crypto, and you're able to grind through physical activities and mini games. After you've played for a while, you're able to sell your hard-earned GenoPet NFTs on the open market, where you can take steps to earn KI from your habitat. Use KI. KI is their currency that they're using. You can use KI to craft special items to upgrade your GenoPet's aesthetic or skills, or you can just sell KI to other players who are in need of a boost. So a lot of really interesting things going on with this project here. They're kind of using the virtual reality of Pokemon where you go out and do things. So a lot of really cool things. They have some great syncs for their token. So like I said, this is my number one in the Move to Earn space, and it's what I'm following closest right now. So on to number two, and my number two is really number one for I think most of the community, honestly, and that's Steppen. So that's spelled S-T-E-P-N. So very much Silicon Valley-ish as far as their name, I would say. And so this project has been gaining a huge following with their NFTs gaining in value. They're actually priced pretty high right now, I believe. And their token has actually been outperforming the market as well. So not nearly crumbling as much as some of these other tokens have been, being down, you know, 70-80% or even more than that, really, in a lot of regards. Now, Steppen is less about gaming and more about personal fitness, I would say, and this should really appeal a lot more to the Fitbit and Strava user crowd. So Steppen is described as a Web3 lifestyle app with SocialFi and GameFi elements, and players can make handsome earnings by walking, jogging, or running outdoors. If you go on their Discord, you can see a lot of people posting how much they've earned of the in-game token every single day. So definitely some good earnings going on there if you own one of their NFTs. So in order to play or earn, you will need an NFT sneaker. So not free to play. Each sneaker has its own rarity, which goes from walker to jogger to runner to trainer. And then obviously these go up in prices the rarer they are. And the rarer they are, the more your steps convert to even more earnings. So makes a whole lot of sense. Now, you will need to have the app open when you start going, and it will track your earnings. And one thing Steppen really has going for it are some of the great token sinks, which are really necessary for any inflationary token. We've seen tons of these tokens really failing because there aren't adequate sinks, but Steppen has done a really good job with this so far. Now, their main sink is leveling up your sneakers to make them more efficient or minting new sneakers to keep or sell. And minting these new sneakers actually requires your own two already, so pretty much a breeding mechanic. Now, right now, I would say this project is in the lead in regards to this space. They have a huge user base, high-profile partners, and if you're a more hardcore runner and don't care about GameFi as much, this is probably your best option. But like I said, it does take some upfront investment, as you are required to have their NFTs in order to play and earn. All right, on to number 3 of this list, which is the Step app. So the Step app is creating a gamified metaverse for the fitness economy. Walk, jog, and run your way to socialize, play, and earn. So they want to create an immersive experience that's both social and competitive. They really want to attract people who have never experienced crypto the first time, which is really what onboarding looks like for a lot of these apps, honestly. So players, once again, will have to purchase NFT shoes on the marketplace in order to earn, so very similar to Step-In in that regard, and earning is done through fulfilling quests and combining your fitness goals with income incentives. Now, a few more notes along with this project. They do have microtransactions, so non-sneak is what they call their sneakers. These purchases they have such as map styles, character skins, sneak skins, and a few more things, and they can all be purchased actually with a credit card and crypto. So they're really going after non-crypto people by finding a way to let people to just purchase right off of their credit card. So really smart play there, and should go a long way with their user base, honestly. Next is their staked play, so players can run against friends or match up against others, and these competition runs can be done with staked governance tokens, and there's a 2.5% fee which is applied to the winning pool. Next, there's tournament gaming, and players can compete their step count on a global and regional leaderboard, and tournament wins unlock unique skins and get dedicated leaderboards. So participation in the tournament also requires a ticket, and the purchase of these tickets goes into the prize pool, and then the game will then take 5% of all accrued ticket fees because they need to be able to make some money somewhere. A couple other things, minting of the sneaks can only be done with KCAL, which is their in-game token, and all sneaks must be staked in order to earn KCAL, their token, and it looks like it takes 10 days in order for you to be able to do that without burning or having some sort of penalty. So that's my list of the top 3 best move to earn projects so far. Now, as far as the market caps for these games, Step-In has the highest by far at $830 million. Like I said, it has a ton of hype around it. People are really excited about it. NFTs are flying off the shelves. So next after that is the Step app, which has a market cap of $61 million. And then after that is Genopets, $35 million. And then there's a ton more below that. Like I said, way more projects employing this. These are just my 3 favorite. Dot Moves is also gaining a lot of traction. There's Sweatcoin, Dustland Runner, Callow, and more. So really a lot for everyone. There's ton to research in this space as it's really just beginning. It's even newer than the regular play to earn space, honestly. So with all of these different companies sprouting up, I'm sure a few of them are going to make it, a few of them aren't going to make it. So do your due diligence and check it out. I'll put some links in my show notes so that you can check out the socials of my top 3. But like I said, there's a ton of other things going on. So check it out, especially if you're a runner like me. I'm a triathlete, so I'm always working out anyways. So I'm really excited to start employing some of these projects into my daily routine. All right, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and follow me on Twitter or Instagram for when future episodes come out. And if you want to support the podcast, feel free to support me on Patreon, where you'll get exclusive NFT giveaways and find out what I'm actually investing in. Details are in the show notes. Thanks again, and happy NFT hunting!